This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump reiterated Monday that he has, in his words, a very good relationship with Dr. Anthony Fauci, despite weekend media reports to the contrary. Mr. Trump was asked by reporters about the physician during a White House event focused on law enforcement. While the president has commented favorably on his relationship with Fauci, on Monday he added, "I don't always agree with him." Fauci heads the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He's on the White House task force responding to COVID-19. Mr. Trump has repeatedly sought to downplay the seriousness of the pandemic, while Dr. Fauci has not. Early Monday, the president retweeted to his 83 million Twitter followers accusations that, in his words, everyone is lying about the coronavirus, including the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In contrast, Dr. Fauci said last week, it's a false narrative to take comfort in a lower rate of death. He added, there are so many other things that are very dangerous and bad about this virus. Johns Hopkins University says 13 million cases of coronavirus have now been confirmed worldwide. The death toll stands at 570,000 people. The United States has 3.3 million cases within its borders. Some 135,000 people have died of COVID-19 in the United States. The World Health Organization warned on Monday that the COVID-19 pandemic is worsening globally. At the agency's regular Monday news briefing, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that while many countries in Europe and elsewhere have demonstrated it's possible to bring large outbreaks under control, too many nations, he said, are going in the wrong direction. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. government, faced with a surge in COVID-19 cases and their economic impact, said it incurred its biggest monthly deficit ever in June, $864 billion. That sum is more than the country has recorded annually throughout its history. The deficit occurred as the White House and Congress authorized trillions of dollars in massive relief programs to combat the coronavirus, even as more than 40 million workers have been laid off and curtailed consumer spending, thus cutting tax revenues. The June figure topped the previous single-month deficit record, $738 billion in April, which came as the coronavirus began to spread across the country. A U.S. judge in Washington on Monday ordered the government to explain the scope of President Trump's commutation of the 40-month prison sentence she had imposed on his friend Roger Stone for political corruption. Judge Amy Berman Jackson ordered the parties in the case to produce Trump's executive order by Tuesday. The president signed the order late last week to keep the 67-year-old Stone from being required to report to prison. On Tuesday, Berman said she wants to see whether the commutation also covered a provision requiring Stone to report for 2 years of supervised probation after what would have been his term in prison. White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany told reporters she did not have the exact details of Trump's commutation of Stone's sentence, but she called it, in her words, a very important moment for justice in this country. And as she said, it served to correct what she called the wrongdoing of law enforcement officials who pursued the prosecution of Stone. The commutation Trump granted Stone, a longtime political advisor, freed him from the prison term, but did not wipe out his underlying convictions on 7 charges, including witness tampering and lying to federal authorities. Those were linked to the lengthy investigation of Russian interference into the 2016 presidential election. The United Nations said Monday that 690 million people across the planet were undernourished last year, and an additional 83 to 132 million are at risk this year due to the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. Former U.S. diplomat Bill Richardson plans to meet Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro to discuss American prisoners there and the COVID-19 pandemic, according to his nonprofit. The Richardson Center tweeted that the former ambassador is traveling to Caracas at the request of several American prisoners' families on a private humanitarian mission. Richardson's nonprofit organization negotiates prisoner and hostage releases with what it calls countries and communities not